rather than surgery. The battle over access to medication, abortions, will only grow in the importance if the Supreme Court follows through with its leaked draft opinion that would overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision and allow individual states to ban the procedure. At a news conference Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote next week on legislation that would codify abortion rights into federal law.
I intend to file cloture on this vital legislation Monday, which would set up a vote for Wednesday. Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer. The U.S. Defense Department denied Thursday that it provided intelligence on the locations of Russian generals on the battlefield so that Ukraine forces could kill them. Reacting to an explosive report by the New York Times on U.S. support for the Ukraine military, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said it was true that the United States supplies Kyiv's forces with military intelligence to help Ukrainians defend their country. Ukraine has been particularly successful in attacking Russian command positions and, according to reports, came close last week to striking a location near the front lines in the Donbas region where Russia's top general was believed to be visiting troops. The White House and the Pentagon have sought to limit knowledge of the full extent of the U.S. assistance, hoping to avoid provoking Russia into a broader conflict beyond Ukraine's borders. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden said in a statement of his new press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, not only does she bring the experience, talent, and integrity needed for this difficult job, but she will continue to lead the way in communicating about the work of the Biden-Harris administration on behalf of the American people. She will be a strong voice speaking for me and this administration. She replaces Jen Psaki in just a matter of days. Concerns about blood clots have led the Food and Drug Administration to limit the who can receive the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. We'll get more on that story from the AP's Jennifer King.
The life-threatening blood clots that can show up within 2 weeks of receiving Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot are rare, but officials say they're still occurring. Back in December, the CDC recommended people get Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead. Now U.S. drug regulators say J&J's vaccine should only be given to adults who cannot receive a different kind or specifically ask for it. It's the latest restriction to hit the company's vaccine, which protects against the COVID virus but has been found to be less effective than Pfizer or Moderna. Jennifer King, Washington.
The United States vehemently denounced a horrific attack that left three people dead in central Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a press statement Thursday, Blinken said, "We will remain in close contact with our Israeli friends and partners and stand firmly with them in the face of this attack. Three people were left dead, several injured in an attack at a suburb just outside Tel Aviv that is home to many of the ultra-Orthodox Jews. Israeli police say the assailants fled in a vehicle Thursday night. The attack came as Israel marked its Independence Day, a festive holiday when people typically hold barbecues and attend air shows. Israeli-Palestinian tensions have soared in recent weeks. Earlier in the day, there was a new Israeli-Palestinian unrest at a sensitive religious site in Jerusalem. And unlike Shanghai, Beijing has yet to require that all its residents remain at home to contain the spread of COVID-19. On Wednesday, city officials closed 60 subway stations, more than 10% of Beijing's vast system. Beijing, a city of 21 million, has been on high alert for the spread of COVID-19 as restaurants and bars pivot to takeout, gyms close, and schools suspend classes indefinitely, according to CNBC. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.